Before he left White Mountain, Jeff King was confident he'd set his team up for a solid fifth championship.
My team charges these checkpoints with more reckless abandon than it seems many other teams do. No matter how tired they are, they dig deep and just have to make me step on the brake to come in.
If King's team had been able to hold out against hurricane force winds blowing off Norton Sound, he would have become only the second musher to win the Iditarod five times. The 58-year-old would have also become the oldest musher to win, and in record time. But it was not to be. The team was blown into a pile of driftwood, roughly 4 miles out of the safety checkpoint. King spent more than 2 hours trying to untangle his dogs, but they shut down, and he had to ask someone on a snow machine for help. It's a story this year's second-place finisher, Allie Zirkle, relayed to winner Dallas Seavey during a post-race press conference.
So I got to safety, and the sheet was blank. And I said, where's Jeff? They said, you didn't see him? So we were all highly concerned about all the teams. And then, so I had two dogs I was really worried about, and myself, to be honest. So I said, heck with it, I'm staying. And then some snow machiners came in, and by golly, if they didn't have Jeff on the back of the snow machine.
As Seavey fought his way through stiff winds towards Nome, he had no idea what was happening to the competition in front. He didn't know King was out, and he had no idea Zirkle was struggling to rework her race plan inside the safety shelter cabin.
It was really, really bad out there, and it was the safest thing for me to do, just to get my act together and not leave. And then I took a nap, had some coffee. What else did I do? Listened to people talk about how bad it was outside. And then I saw you go through. So I left.
When Seavey spotted a headlamp behind him, he assumed it belonged to his father, Mitch. He thought he was racing for third place. He came sprinting down Front Street in the wee hours of the morning, red-faced and panting. He collapsed on the back of his sled, where he sat for a few minutes after his dogs crossed the line. It's the second time the younger Seavey has beat out Zirkle for the top spot. It's also the third consecutive year Zirkle has finished behind a Seavey in second place. Dallas's father took the win last year. Zirkle was visibly disappointed, but she says it's not the worst that could have happened.
Sure, yeah, hindsight, blah, 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 but second's pretty good.
Better than scratching.
Clearly the favorite in this year's race, the crowd chanted her name even after she arrived in Nome. She says that kind of support is humbling.
Yeah, over the last 8 days, I've really run into a lot of people who are just really... I've brought them down the trail with me in my heart, and it's very motivating.
Just over 3 hours after he claimed his second Iditarod championship, the younger Seavey waited for his father to finish the race in third place. The two hugged, but Mitch Seavey had no idea his son had won.
I thought it was you, and I crossed. I guess I won. So we went 1-3, nicely done.
That's unbelievable.
Did you hold up? You all right?
I'm still standing.
That's all you can hope for at this stage.
That was ridiculous.
The elder Seavey came into Nome clearly exhausted and completely bewildered.
We crashed and tipped and whatever, you know, countless times.
The wind is still blowing wildly out along the coast of the Bering Sea. Teams are fighting to travel over thick, uneven glare ice without getting too close to the open ocean. The drama that ensued for the first few mushers may not be the last in Iditarod 42 as teams continue to make their way for the finish line. On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Nome.